Hello and welcome to the second episode of You See Here. There is myself, Carl Tyler, and I'm joined by Gabriella Davis again. And we are your You See Here hosts. And this is our second podcast. And again, we'll be covering Same Time 8-5. So Gabriella, quite a bit's happened since our last podcast, which was back at the end of November.
Yeah, we actually have a product now.
That's right. Same Time 8-5 is shipped, in case anybody missed that. It shipped in the end of December between, I think it was it just before Christmas?
I think December 22nd, my overly precise mind
said. I believe that's what it was. And then there's been the formal announcement that happened back at Lotusphere. So now that the product's gone gold, there's a few things that mean we can do on this podcast, which we couldn't do previously, which is we're no longer under NDA. So we can quite happily talk about the product without risking upsetting any IBM lawyers.
Absolutely.
So let's start off by talking about Same Time 8-5. So both you and I have had a bit of time now to actually work with the Gold, and
yeah,
we've worked with some customers on the Gold. And during that time, we've come across some things that it might be useful if people know.
Yeah, absolutely. I've certainly done a couple of installs now. Probably the biggest issue we're hitting at the moment is with the media server and the installation of the media server. Would you agree, Carl?
I would say yes. For us, that's probably the thing that seems to create the most issues. I mean, I would probably cover the first thing that we hit that held us up for actually a few weeks as we tried to bang our heads against the wall to figure out why these installs kept failing.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a very... well, if you're using Domino as your LDAP directory, I'm pretty sure that anybody that installs Same Time 8-5 is going to hit this issue.
Absolutely. And although there's supposedly a hot fix, I haven't seen it. But it is something that's fairly easy to fix yourself during the configuration step.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. So the issue we're talking about is if you use Domino as your LDAP directory source, in Same Time versions prior to 8.5, you could just leave your base DN as nothing. And that would then mean that internet users in different domains, could all log on to your Same Time server. If you do this with Same Time 8.5, then users won't be able to authenticate against things like the meeting center through the web client and things like that.
No.
And it doesn't return an error.
Yeah.
It just gives you a blank screen with no settings and things. So it's something that you just keep going back and forth. There's no LDAP errors. There's no visible error as a user.
And actually, even more frustrating than that, I've had two or three people contact me on chat with the same problem. It does work initially. It works perfectly for anything between a day and 4 days, and then it will suddenly stop working. It's unique, I believe, amongst Lotus products, because other products that are WebSphere-based haven't required a base DN before.
Right.
IBM have a tendency to set a default one of C equals US, which, since most people don't set a country-level hierarchy, it just ignored it. But Same Time 8.5 does need it. It will accept it, and the behavior you'll see is after you do the install, you can log into the meeting center with no problem through a browser, but sometime later you'll suddenly log in, but you'll get to the equivalent of the anonymous screen, no meeting center options.
Right. So for example, for my company Apelio, I had to enter a base DN of O equals Apelio for me to be able to log in. But then, you know, I have a few thousand test users on my Same Time Domino directory, which don't have a OU or an O. So those users can't then log in. So
there is another point as well, which is the management of Same Time and Same Time configuration is done through the system console, which by default is on port 8701. If you can't modify this setting after you've done it. So when you set up Same Time 8.5, you configure LDAP in the Same Time section of the system console. But once you've configured LDAP there, you can't go back and modify it there. To actually modify it, if you've already done the install or if you hit this problem, you have to go into the global settings on the WebSphere menu and modify it there under Federated Repository and put the setting there. actually, it's probably a good idea. I'll do a blog piece on it this week, actually tomorrow, and put some screenshots in there, because as I'm explaining it here, it's all getting a bit confusing.
Very confusing.
The key thing is that I do want to say is that 8701 is the system console, it's the port for the system console. Changing it there won't fix the problem. You have to change it on the management center for the meeting server, which is on port 8501. So the
theory that everything was going to get done through the system console as a central place for anything same time is still a theory.
It's not 100%, let's put it that way. When you have to retrospectively go in and change things, you have to basically, you'll see if you make that change on the system console, if you then go and look on port 8501, same URL, you'll see the change isn't there. It'll be easier when I blog it than I'm suddenly.
There we go.
But just know that everyone's had this problem. IBM know of it. They are supposedly coming out with a hot fix, and there is a workaround, which I will blog tomorrow.
And if you do have the issue, call IBM, report it as a bug, get your name on the list so that when they do have a fix, you get it and you get notified about it.
But, you know, that's once Carl and I got through that after a couple of weeks. The install, actually, I think it is good on the production code. It's quite slick. You need fairly powerful hard drive, say, to do the install. One thing you can do with the production install is use the deployment manager from the system console, which actually cuts down the number of profiles you need to install under WebSphere.
And if you don't know what Gab's talking about, don't even worry about it.
But if you're installing,
you'll just get in trouble.
When you're installing everything on one box and it says to you, do you want to install the deployment manager or use the one from the system console? Use the one from the system console. How's that?
There you go.
How's that?
And if you still don't know what we're talking about, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just carry on using the instructions as they are out of the book.
Yeah, and also not to shill my own blog, but I have uploaded there an updated version of a presentation called WebSphere for Domino Admins.
Yes, that's not shilling your own blog at all.
it does explain.
No, I will actually say here as an independent observer that there's some very useful information in those slides. And actually, Gab's had a couple of good same time 8 blog postings. So, for people that don't know, what is the URL for your blog?
Oh, yes. That would be helpful. It's blog.turtleweb.com.
Okay, so enough of your shameless promotion.
Enough of that.
Let's talk about other things that we've seen in 8.5. So, you came across an issue with Linux install files.
I did come across Linux install files. I downloaded the Linux install files to do a Red Hat install and the DB2 install files for Linux. For the first thing, if you look at Partner World, there are two downloads. You'll see DB2 version 9.5 and also the fixed pack 1. And it appears you will download both if you extract them both. They don't match the documentation, or at least they didn't until earlier this week. I reported it to IBM last week, and as of this week, a download I did on Monday, it appeared to be fixed. So if you jumped on straight away at the end of December or the beginning of January and downloaded the Linux files for install, go and get them again, because the ones you have don't match the documentation.
Right. Now, there's a few other things that people are hitting that aren't necessarily bugs. They're just kind of not necessarily written in the most useful way.
Yeah.
One of them is when you're installing same time 8.5, if you're maybe installing on a 64-bit Windows system, or maybe you have a long host name, so maybe your host name is something like sametimemeeting.acme.com, this can actually cause the install to fail, because WebSphere and the WebSphere world is just full of hundreds of folders that go down and down and down and down. And basically, if you have too many characters in those folder lists, Windows can't handle, you know, file paths that are that long. So you have a couple of options. One is to change the server host name to a shorter name, which sometimes isn't the most convenient thing. The other thing you can do is change the install directory. So you'll by default see it put in something like program files, /IBM, WebSphere. And if it's on 64-bit, you see something like program files, 32-bit, IBM, WebSphere. you can remove the program files and the IBM and put it all in the root under a different folder.
Yeah.
And you can save yourself a lot of characters there.
And I absolutely would remove the program files part yeah. as well. It's unnecessary. It's got a space in the name. It's just, you know...
Asking for trouble.
Asking for trouble. I put it yeah. directly under IBM.
So the other thing there is, you know, before you start, you want to make sure that you have your host name of your server and everything configured, because it actually will use the host name in some of the folder names. So
yeah.
Try and use something meaningful. I know some companies we go to and it's, you know, AB256QG, because that's the serial number ID that the asset system assigned to it. So you may want to have something a little more meaningful if you want it easier to manage.
Yeah, you are making a fairly permanent commitment with these host names at the install stage.
Yeah, that's something to note. If you change a host name, or actually I think even if you change your LDAP server,
yeah.
You have to basically reinstall the product. So that's something to be aware of. It's not something as simple as it was with the Domino version, where you can go in and change the server document and a couple of .ini files. It basically means you have to reinstall. Now, IBM will tell you, that isn't the case, but then you ask them for instructions on how to do that, and they won't be able to give you any. So just be aware of that.
From the good news world, if you already have the community server built on Domino and you've already upgraded, you can install the system console, create the deployment plan for the server that's already there, and then reinstall just the same time component on top of the already existing same time server. It will let you do that, and then the system console will then recognize that server. You don't have to uninstall or start over. You can just install over the top, and it will connect to the system console and become part of that environment.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big plus. We were concerned that you were going to have to basically rebuild your community servers if you did that piece first.
Right. Now, one thing that I've actually been seeing appear a lot in the forums, I haven't experienced it myself, and I haven't had any customers come direct to me saying they've experienced it yet, but a few people are reporting problems where they're just using the same time 8.5 community server, and they're saying they're getting awareness issues where they can't see all the users in their buddy list and things like this. So, for example, they might add a public group to their buddy list, and they can see 50% of the group. But then if they create a private group with the same members as the public group, they see all the people in the private group. So
we don't think that's the no nested group LDAP problem.
No, I think it's something else, because some people are just saying they're having awareness issues without using public groups as well.
Okay.
So something just to, if you have that issue, then definitely give IBM a call, because I'm reading a few people now that are reporting this problem. So, as I said, I haven't come across it myself, but it's something just to be aware of. So if you do have it, report it so that IBM can track that if it is becoming a consistent problem with different people.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, I've been using A5 for a while. We did some work for a customer that they were actually showing at Lotusphere with telephony and things using the same time meeting center with TCSPI integration. And I did actually use my same time meeting server in 8.5 the other day to do a customer presentation, and I found for me using the rich client and them just using the web client to attend the meeting was fine. I wouldn't want to have it so they were using the web client to interface with me. I think the web client's still missing too many of the key features for them to be proactive that way. But for doing it as a push medium, same time 8.5 seemed to be working pretty well.
I have to say, the rich meeting client I find is fast, and I like the layout of it. I actually don't mind the browser client. It doesn't have the features I'd like, but from where we were with the browsing meeting center to where we are is a huge step forward. And, you know, it loads much faster, and it's much slicker for people to use. So certainly the couple of installs I've done and the one people I've shown it to really like the new meeting center and like how fast it is. So that's a good thing. I think that's nice. The media server, I think, is another issue.
It feels like it was maybe shipped a little too soon.
I would agree. I mean, there are some things that you need to be aware of the media server. Number one is there's no audio video if the server is behind a NAT address. So if your server is behind a firewall and it's NATed, you're not going to be able to use audio and video.
Now, just to make that clear to people, you won't see the options in file preferences for your audio video device either. So if your client cannot connect directly to the server and effectively ping each other's IP address directly, you won't see things like audio video options under file preferences.
I also, on that same note, which I think is quite confusing, if you don't have a mic or camera on the machine you're using, you don't have the preferences even grayed out. They simply don't appear.
That's right.
And you can't start a meeting using audio and video if you personally don't have a mic and camera.
Yeah. The other thing actually that's become concerned with some customers I have is backwards compatibility, which is, you know, in the Notes client world, you think, well, I can have some people on Note 7 whilst I'm slowly moving others to Notes 8.5 sort of thing. With Sametime 8.5, if you have some people using Sametime 8.02 and they actually currently happily use audio video in Sametime 8.2, if you have some people move to Sametime 8.5 client, they can't do audio video with the Sametime 8.02 users.
Yeah.
So there's no compatibility between those Sametime 8.5 audio video and that Sametime 8.02 and earlier versions of audio video. So that's something to be aware of. So if you have individuals in your organization that start updating their Sametime client and they start coming to you saying, hey, my audio video no longer works with Fred in HR, it could well be that Fred in HR is still on Sametime 8.02 and the person in, you know, IT most likely that's upgraded their client is using Sametime 8.5. So that's something to be aware of, is that there's no compatibility really between these versions for audio and video. And that makes upgrading some companies quite difficult because you can't really do a, you know, transitioned rollout to people as easily.
But it you know, me being optimistic again, but it does give you in the meetings, which is good. Our limitations currently are, it won't work at a NAT address. It won't work if you're using a VM environment as your client, not as your server. And we've had significant issues through VPNs, getting it to work through VPNs. IBM have their own internal VPN that they use, and it works for them.
I'm going to disagree with you on one point, Gab.
Go on.
Which, it actually does work within VM.
Well, IBM say it's not supported and doesn't work.
That's right. It isn't supported. But as a client, you can use it in there, but you have to make sure you have audio, video, and things turned on. But don't expect radically good performance from things like video in a VM.
Yeah, I mean,
but if you're somebody like myself and you're doing testing of applications, you have to have VM. Otherwise, my little office here would be full of about 30 machines.
Oh no, I have a VM, but I can't get support for getting it working.
No, that's right. But you're running on a Mac as well.
Which is just selfish of me because there's no Mac client. On the good news, again, soon after Lotusphere, there was a posting that IBM will now support 8.5.1, Domino 8.5.1.
That's right.
As the back end for the community server. And they will, technical support will support that as a implementation. So that's good news because when it shipped, we thought we were going to be stuck with 8.5 as the supported Domino version.
Yep, and it's nice that a company that has a version now supports it. So, you know, a version that came out before Sametime is now supported by Sametime. That's my little dig for the whole thing.
You know, I'm trying to bring the happy, and you're just bringing it down.
No, I'm saying it's very good.
No, it is
but
good.
But you know what it points out? Is that whole thing where IBM said they were going to keep version numbers synced?
And look, they have.
It just goes to show how much of a lie that was.
It's like 8.5.1 on Domino 8.5.1.
And then other things, internet site documents.
I know.
Still not supported, but
okay,
we don't.
Let's talk about.
Not concerned about that. They're not that old. They've only been around 10 years.
Since we're talking about versions, a couple of things we should mention. The Sametime Gateway has been updated as well, because that was slightly outside of what we were talking about when we talked about 8.5. But the gateway can now be deployed as part of the system console and is part of that whole install. But Sametime Advance is still lagging behind.
Right.
And currently, I assume they are planning to upgrade it, but there's certainly no program to upgrade it at the moment. Now, that's not a huge issue because Sametime Advance connects to the community server, and it will connect to the 8.5 community server, and it will work fine with 8.5. But it is worth knowing that St. John of Arts is on a slightly different track at the moment from the rest of the components.
Yep. So carrying on the good news theme,
yes.
Just to give you some good news, Gab. So yesterday, I think it was, the IBM was told they won the 2010 Internet Telephony Product of the Year Award for same-time unified telephony.
They did. Do we have an applause sound?
Let me see. I think I might actually have something like that. Now then, where is that sound? Yeah, I have that sound, but I don't know where it is, so it doesn't... Oh, hold on.
You so rarely
Here we
use
go.
It.
So congratulations to the IBM SUT team.
Yeah.
Now, if only they would let partners get more involved with that. And we could meet some customers that actually have it. No, SUT is a great product, and it demos very well when the demos work. And it's definitely, I think, exciting because the voice over IP, IP telephony is just now, I think the wave is now cresting kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Whereas before, it's been a lot of talk, and so IBM may have timed it better than I originally thought. Go on. There's a however here, I feel.
No. My however is my bugbear about SUT, which is there's IBM do some great presentations on it, but inadvertently they create a lot of smoke and mirrors around it, leading to a lot of confusion as to what it actually is. So I've had lots of customers and people contact me saying, I want SUT.
Yeah.
And then when we talk about it, that's not actually what they want. They
right.
want something simpler.
So Gab again on her blog has actually written a great article on differences between some of the same time telephony, and I'm going to give you the high level summary of really what people typically care about. SUT is effectively click to call. This gives you click to call within the same time client. It gives you click-to-call within things like Outlook and connections where they have same-time integration. It requires specific IBM hardware. It requires IBM Global Services or ISSL, whatever you want to call them, to deploy it and install it. But it doesn't give you any integration with web conferencing capabilities. So if you want the ability to schedule a same-time meeting and have a call-in number and be able to mute people when they're in a web conference, things like that, same-time unified telephony does not do that. So there's a lot of confusion there for people from that.
I think we've just created more confusion.
Really?
Because the one thing SUT isn't is click-to-call.
Well, it is, really.
According to IBM, no. What SUT is, it's the integration with the PBX that allows it to direct your phone calls mobile phone or your desk or wherever. It's basically the routing rules and the connectivity that routes from desk to desk. See, they still say the click to call is the TCSPI stuff, the stuff that you guys do so well. But you know, the internet server that's been around since version 3.
But if I have an SUT system, I put system in quotes because nobody really knows what an SUT system is.
I do.
You know, no, but I mean,
no, I'm joking.
That enables the click to call capabilities in the same time client. It will connect my phone to your phone.
But for people that want click to call, they want click to call. They don't want SUT. SUT
right.
is the stuff you've seen IBM demo up on stage where they do the call thing, where they transfer the call to the mobile phone, and then they transfer it to their desk, and then they transfer it to the headset.
I'm in total agreement with that. Now then, there are other telephony vendors that can do the exact same thing with TCSPI type solutions as well.
Yeah.
And what they all typically have is they have a plugin that installs in the same Time Connect client, and that gives you that, I'm going to say click to call as well, but it's interfacing with a back end system that's a PBX or fancy PBX that also does bridging between systems and things like that. So there's a couple of things. IBM's offering is not unique. It isn't the only thing that can do this. IBM's offering may not be the most reasonably priced one out there either. So definitely look at other vendors. Look at what your current PBX and what your SIP gateways and things like that are, and chat to your current vendor because they may well already have a plugin that you can deploy in the client. And if you want specifically web conferencing support, which also typically includes click-to-call support in the client done through TCSPI, again, you want to look at other vendors because same-time unified telephony does not support web conferencing integration.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree. I mean, the SUT offering for IBM is a big offering. It can only be bought really through IBM Consulting. It comes with, because it's so tied into telephony, the PBX and all of that, But there are plenty of offerings that are more appropriate to smaller businesses. Even IBM say that SUT offering is for large businesses, really.
And actually, if you're looking for a small business solutions for same time, then definitely take a look at Same Time Reach, which is the IBM Lotus Foundation's offering. And there are companies like NEC and ShoreTel that actually offer really nice TCSPI integration into those products. And actually, I think the NEC one isn't TCSPI, but it gives you things like listening to your voicemails, that kind of thing, integration. And they actually include kind of a PBX inside that Foundation's box. So definitely take a look at Lotus Foundation's Reach.
We were talking, Carl, about maybe doing a later podcast, going into a bit more detail of what's available out there now.
That's right.
Because there are some great products, because TCSPI has been available since, what, same time, 3?
3.1, I think, was 3-1. It officially, yeah.
And so all of this stuff that's been written should work still on 8.5. So, you know.
Put that in quotes. Works in quotes.
Should work still.
That's right. Yes, should, yes. So definitely we'll do a future podcast on telephony, and if that's something you're interested in and you have a specific vendor that you work with, let us know at the uchere.com website which telephony vendor you work with and what you'd be interested to know that they offer. So Lotusphere. We've also had Lotusphere since our last podcast.
It's all been a bit of a blur, but yes.
Now, Gab, how many sessions did you do exactly at Lotusphere?
I can't remember. It was probably one.
Was it 12 or something ridiculous?
I can't remember. I was turning up at people's sessions where I wasn't wanted. I remember that much.
For those of you that don't know, Gabriella did some crazy number of sessions that she inflicted on herself. It was all her own fault, but she did a lot of sessions on Same Time. She did one on Nerd Girls, all sorts of things. So congratulations to Gab on staying alive through Lotusphere. As we did say at the beginning, you know, one thing that did happen at Lotusphere was that Same Time 8.5 was formally announced, which means a press release was put out, and the press were briefed on it and given lots of demos, things like that.
And I have to say there was a lot of excitement from customers and, you know, who were pleased to see it and have been waiting a long time for it. So I think that was good.
And there was actually quite a few vendors on the show floor showing Same Time 8.5 and Same Time in general solutions as well. So that was good to see, that the kind of partner environment around Same Time appears to be growing. You know, whereas like 5 years ago, there was maybe like one Same Time partner really that was public. Now you have all these telephony vendors, which was an area where IBM was way behind Microsoft on the partnering.
Yeah.
And they seem to be getting up to speed on that now, which is a good sign because, you know, that helps Same Time communities, obviously.
It does. And this is not the end of the story. I mean, IBM acknowledged that, you know, they shipped some components maybe a little bit earlier. They've already said there will be fixed packs coming out this year to address things like the NAT issue.
Yeah, so I think they've got a couple of releases planned this year. One like end of Q2 and one at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And we should see those addressing many of the concerns that people have with A5.
As well, I think there's a goal to reduce the footprint of SUT and make it more viable for smaller businesses at some point. So this is certainly the beginning, I hope, of a new story for Same Time.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if anybody saw the other major news from Lotusphere, which was a couple of their best partners announced something really cool, which was called UC2 Ready.
I have heard of that, Carl. Please tell me more.
And this is the shameless plug from Gab and I, which is both our companies have partnered together, and we offer deployment assistance and assessments for Same Time 8.5. So if your organization is struggling with Same Time 8.5 deployments, and you basically want to get a readiness check on your current setup to see if you're ready for it even, then our companies can help you with that. And to get more information, you can go to uc2ready.com, or you can go to the turtlepartnership.com or apelio.com. But basically, we're taking our knowledge and our skill set and the experience we have from working with, you know, lots of other customers to be able to apply that to yourselves.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's our shameless plug. So we can now.
And we saved it to the end.
That's right. So if you got this far, you had to hear it. If you didn't get this far, then, you know, if you didn't get this far, then I can say anything bad about you I want because you're not listening. So please make suggestions for future podcast content at uchere.com. Gabriella and I are very open to getting input and feedback. And if you have any questions on same time, I'd suggest posting those to the same time forum. Or if you have questions you'd like us to discuss and answer on this podcast, then please post those to ucheer.com as well. So, Gabriella's, do you have Gabriella's? Oh my God, there's more than one of you. Gabriella, do you have any closing comments you'd like to give?
I have prepared no closing comments, no, Carl.
Jolly good.
I would advise you, if you haven't already got Sentai 8.5, to go and download it and don't be scared of it and start looking at it.
Okay. I would probably agree. And like we've said on other podcasts, get a big hefty box, install VMware, and take lots of snapshots when you install it.
Absolutely.
Because I can pretty much guarantee, although now actually with the information we gave you during this podcast, I might not guarantee it anymore. But most times somebody's going to fail, something's going to fail during the install, and you'll be kind of a little lost, but with a snapshot you can jump back and figure it out.
Absolutely.
So with that, we will close, and until next time, thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Bye.